From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. government is shut down after Congress missed a deadline to renew the federal government's funding. Hours before that deadline, Republican Senator Rand Paul held up the bipartisan bill by explaining why he opposed it.
Nothing will be reformed, the waste will continue, and government will keep taking your money irresponsibly and adding to a $20 trillion debt.
Members of the Senate are planning to hold a vote sometime in the next few hours. Democrats blocked a stopgap spending bill you might remember in January, triggering a three-day partial federal government shutdown. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says the U.S. is not trying to get involved in the years-long Syrian civil war after U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed about 100 pro-government forces who had attacked coalition-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. Some 300 pro-government forces attacked the SDF headquarters near Deir ez-Zor, Syria. That happened this week and retreated after the coalition knocked out their artillery. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, in a meeting with South Korean leader Moon Jae-in, said Washington would bring maximum pressure to bear on North Korea until they abandon their nuclear weapons program. This followed an earlier announcement in Japan.
I'm announcing today that the United States of America will soon unveil the toughest and most aggressive round of economic sanctions on North Korea ever.
Mr. Pence said the U.S. will act with resolve in the face of North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile threats and reiterated all options remain on the table. He said North Korea repeatedly responds to overtures from the world with broken promises. This is VOA News.